This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to one of the only sections of sanity you're going to find on the radio today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time with me, and I really do mean that. I mean that sincerely. Seriously. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be watching, and you're watching this one, and I appreciate that. Or listening to, or however it is you get the show, head up to the website, realside.com. You can sign up for our weekly email blast. I send one out a week. I don't inundate you with calls. I hate when people do it to me. I'm sure as heck not going to do it to you. And again, there is so... Well, you already know this. Unless you're in a coma, there's so much going on in the news. But if you head over to my website, therealside.com, you can... Not only can you watch live, listen live, and take the poll, but you can also sign up for those weekly email blasts. If you want to... be notified by text alert, then you simply text TRS, go ahead, I'll wait, to 50, no, that's the old number. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. Look, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, nervous, uptight, tense. You know, I did my own fair share of shopping this weekend, chasing things down, like the rest of you, or many of you, I should say. And again, I feel for some of you. I was in some of those lines where they're keeping a 6-foot distance between everybody, which I thought was funny because for a whole week before that, people were rubbing up against each other, trying to get to a product inside supermarkets. Right? That simple. So anyway, again, just can we be nice to each other? Can we be careful? You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Would love to hear what you have to say. Where you're at? What are you doing? How about this? What are you doing to help others while this event? I refuse to call this like the pandemic of the history of the earth, which is what they're making it out to be. You know, and then when you look at what's going down right now, and again, this should not be a partisan issue. This should not be a partisan crisis. But as was well said by a prominent Democrat, let's not let a good crisis go to waste. And they're not doing it. Look, it is the Democrats holding this up. It is the Democrats causing you a problem getting your money. Some of you that aren't working right now, you can thank your party for being totally out of touch and totally out of control. And I can prove it. The only thing that the Democrats are coming back at is they're talking about how government is just going to bail out big business. Even though we're all getting checks, right? The American populace as a whole are getting checks. And frankly, you have to keep those businesses around because who are you going to go back to work for if there's no money, if there's no business there? If Joe's production shop, you know, mine, for instance, let's say I don't, but let's say I'm taking care of 10 people. I got 10 people working for me. I can't keep this up if I'm shut down. But if the government helps subsidize me for the moment, you all have a place to come back to work. right? I mean, it's that simple, isn't it? But what the Democrats want, they're not concerned with you going back to work. And that's what they use it for an argument, by the way. No, what they're concerned about is that all those things that they wanted for so long are going to get wrapped up in this $2 trillion bill, which I am not for as a whole, by the way. While they're putting this whole thing together, they're now going to have corporations pay statistics by race and pay taxes by statistics, race, and race statistics for all corporations. Bail out all current debt of postal service. Right. You know, in actuality, the postal service makes money. Requiring early voting. Require same-day voter registration. That's always worked out so well. $10,000 bailout for student loans. No. Just put them on hiatus. Stop the payments for a while. For companies accepting a census, one-third of the board members must be chosen by the workers. Tell me this isn't a shot at socialism, right? This is Pelosi and Schumer. They think they run the place. They forgot we have a president and an American populace. Provisions on official time for union collective bargaining. Wow. Yeah, nothing to do with the unions. Full offset of airline emissions by 2025. Greenhouse gas statistics for individual flights. Retirement plans for community newspaper employees. Let me see. $15 for community newspaper. So now we're going to subsidize the local newspapers. Okay. $15 minimum wage at companies receiving assistance. Permanent paid leave at companies receiving assistance. Really? I mean, seriously, this is supposed to be a temporary bailout. This is not supposed, you know, temporary help measure. This is not supposed to go on for decades. There's going to be a new Congress. There's going to be a new Senate at some point in time. These should be temporary measures to help us get through. And the Democrats will look at this as such an opportunity for them, right? But I want it clear. I usually don't get this strong. We're going down because of the Democrats. You're going to go hungry because of Democrats. Okay? You're going to lose your insurance because of Democrats. They blocked a $1.8 trillion stimulus bill. Why? Which included payments to every person in America, pretty much. Because they couldn't get their Green Deal through. Wow. Let's see what Kimberly Marin has to say about it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what I want you to be part of. Anyway, let me bring her on because I know she's chomping at the bit. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of pick up the slack, pick up the things that I miss, and speak to the... I mean, we got crazy stuff going on. So, Kimberly, first, were you a big Kenny Rogers fan? Because he, you know, he died over the weekend, and it kind of went by, and nobody paid much attention.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember there's some movie he had out when I was a kid, but that was good. I can't remember. It's not like I had any of his music or anything.
Yeah, probably not. You're probably too busy dealing with your diapers at the time, I'm sure, you know. Cause he was...
But he seemed like a nice guy.
Thanks for making me feel even older than I felt before. We're good. All right, anyhow. So, anyway, I know you've been following this Democrat debacle. I mean, because you can't let a crisis go to waste, right? And I was just going through the list that President Pelosi thought that she was entitled, if you would, to go after and make happen. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, I'll hit these rapid fire real quick because the people have already heard these. Corporate pay statistics by race and race statistics for corporations that they help out. Bail out all current debt of postal service, which frankly, if you look at the numbers, they're not in debt. They're actually making money. Require early voting. Required same-day voter registration. $10,000 bailout for student loans. I wonder if that includes back in the 1950s. For companies accepting assistance, a third of the board members must be chosen by the workers. Thank you, comrade. Right? Full offset of
There's
airline
more.
Emissions, greenhouse gas statistics. I mean, this goes on.
Federal
and on.
$15 minimum wage, permanent yep. paid leave.
What the heck
publication
is permanent
reporting
paid
of-
leave? What does that mean?
Permanent paid leave. I don't know. It means it can't just be temporary, apparently.
What, so you
disgusting.
Decide you don't want to work
Democrats,
anymore and you leave?
The Democrats are despicable. They are the most disgusting people in this entire country. They're way worse than any of the people that are going out and hoarding stuff and trying to sell it back to people. Way worse.
Well, did you bid they on, were you bidding on eBay on the toilet paper? I was
no,
watching
I,
that rolling around last night.
No, I didn't. I was smart about what I buy,
Ooh.
But there's
Breathe.
A video.
Breathe.
There's a video of my senator Jeanne Shaheen horrifying hack when she goes up to vote whether or not they should move forward to discuss the bill further.
Yeah.
She's laughing when she says no.
Yeah.
Laughing.
They are sick.
There's millions of people's lives at stake right now who are going to be destroyed because the government shut everything down, not because of the virus.
Right.
And this witch is laughing as she votes no to send people help. These people are disgusting. And anyone who votes Democrat, you better freaking remember this in November. And I'm not kidding.
Well, they're blaming it on Republicans. They're saying Republicans just want to give, you know, these big breaks, these big
bailouts. They're lying.
I know. I know. And, you know, and the funny thing about it is what I tried to explain to people a few minutes ago was I want you to think about something. They're giving you, for all intents and purposes, they're waiving the waiting period for unemployment. They're giving you a pay. The government's giving you a paycheck, and they're going to bail out the companies that you're going to go back to work for when this is over. Okay?
Yeah, because if the companies don't get bailed out, there's not going to be companies, and there will be no jobs when this is over.
Well, then it'll all be President Trump's fault, and they'll have been right. They'll have ruined the country, and they'll be happy about it as well. You know?
Because Democrats hate America and hate Americans, and this is completely clear with what they're doing right now.
This is proof positive. With what's happening right now, it's proof positive. They can give a crap about this country.
Yeah, if you didn't think they were disgusting, despicable pieces of human excrement before, you better now, or something's wrong in your brain.
Because
you know what? There's a lot, Joe, here's the thing. There's a lot of us who can work from home,
right.
who this wouldn't affect, right? Who knows down the road, a lot of us could lose our jobs because the economy tanks. But there are people out there, especially in like retail or service industries. There's a single mom out there who supported her family, supported everything based on her restaurant job. And the governors in pretty much every state have shut her down and stopped her from working. And she can't. Even if she gets unemployment, it's not enough. It's not even close to what she get in tips every week.
No, you're right.
That's the people that Democrats are hurting.
Well, wait a minute.
Those are the people that
you left one big hole.
Don't have a week.
AB 5. Right? The one,
yeah, that
the
was
one
the
in California?
Gig.
I mean,
yes.
this is now hurting health workers that don't work full time. Right?
Ugh.
They can't work. And you're going, Newsom, you've got full power, pull this back, and go ahead now and just repeal it, even temporarily. Won't do it.
Yeah. You know what I'm noticing is a bunch of governors in my state, in New Hampshire specifically, they're, and even the feds are repealing regulations. Now, they tell us these regulations are to save lives in the first place. Well, now they're repealing them to save lives. How about we keep those permanently repealed? Clearly, there's a problem if you have to repeal regulations that you said were going to save lives to actually save lives.
Now, look, if you're going to bring, if you're going to bring logic to the conversation, you know they're not going to play, right?
Yeah, oh, that's for sure. But they need to permanently repeal regulations that were actually causing people harm. And somebody really, really needs to take a hard, deep look at the FDA and the CDC. Because those people are really probably some of the worst in the country. Under the Obama administration, they told the Obama administration, you need to replenish these N95 masks after H1N1, that pandemic that nobody shut everything down for under Obama. You need to replenish those. They never did.
Nope.
They never did. Who knows if they even told the Trump administration about it? That was years ago.
Yeah. No, it's all Trump's fault. This is, if you deal with it that way, then everything gets cleared up pretty quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the truth actually comes out.
God. So listen, I've got a message, you know, Pelosi, who now thinks that she's president, which I think is just hilarious. I think it's hilarious that she actually believes that she's got the power. She's rewriting this bill. She's redoing the whole thing herself because she doesn't like what the Senate did. She doesn't like what everybody else is doing. But sure, they're not into dictatorships. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up to get that blood pressure of yours up. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I want Americans
to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
President Trump speaking at the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House, making the point that America was not built to be shut down.
Right now, in the midst of this great national trial, Americans must remain united in purpose and focused on victory. To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives, many, many lives.
Over on Capitol Hill, still no agreement on the stimulus package in the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell with strong words as he looks to get a deal done.
We don't have time for this. We don't have time for it. We've been fiddling around for 2 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Joe McQueen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her in, because I have so much fun when she comes on with me. And, yes, she is pretty rapid fire, like yours truly about stuff. Joe McQueen, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me as, just a kick off the week. And we got a lot to kick off, don't we?
Yeah. Never a dull moment.
Especially,
sure.
Especially when the Dems see an opportunity to overtake or think they're going to overtake. I mean, I cannot see how this works out well for them. Can you? I mean, I know people don't pay attention, but in this case, I think people are. I think
one of my friends said that a good friend of his, who is a lifelong Democrat, hates Trump. After today, we'll never vote Democrat again. He's so mad.
Oh, they're killing
him. He's saying that right now. Who knows, bud?
Yeah. Yeah, but when they start seeing truly what was in the bill, if the Republicans would do what they suck at doing, which is they need to get out there with the whiteboard, you know, on the floor and say, look, this is what those people want, those other people. This is what we want to get money in your pocket. We can deal with all this other crud later on. But for today, to get you guys rolling again, to get food on your table, this is what we need to do. Okay? Because none of that other stuff brings immediate relief to your food table. If they would do that, they would win.
Yeah. So what Republicans really should do is what Democrats do every time they're trying to push something. They should just say, Democrats want you all to die. You're going to die if we don't pass this bill. That's what they should do, because that's what Democrats always say. Net neutrality. You're all going to die. You know?
What happened?
That's exactly what they should do.
Right.
So they should just act like Democrats, but tell the truth.
And you said earlier, which I thought was a pretty interesting comment, was that the Pelosi's pushing this hard because they need more votes in the Senate, and they may not have them because there's some Republican senators missing.
Right. Some Republican senators are self-quarantining, or in Rand Paul's case, he tested positive for coronavirus, so he's self-quarantining at home. And others are self-quarantining because they might have been in contact with someone. So, or they were, whatever. So, Pelosi and Democrats know Republicans don't have the surefire just shove it through votes.
No.
So that's why they're doing this.
See, I would call them out. I would do it anyway and say, look, they stopped it. Look at what they stopped. And I would do that every single time they voted not to let it go through.
Oh, they're doing that.
Right?
Yep.
Every station ever. So I told you almost as a joke, but I meant it for real. Those Republicans that are sick, they need to put oxygen masks on or something. They need to put a containment suit on. I don't care what they put on. And they need to show up to pass their vote. You know, one of our founding fathers that not many people know about is Caesar Rodney, okay? And he's a real American hero because not many people know what he did and who he is. He took an 18-hour, now think about this, this is tough enough to do in and of itself, took an 18-hour horse ride, all right, left at midnight, rode to Philadelphia to cast the critical and deciding vote in favor of separating from Great Britain. Now, you say, okay, what's the big deal? So what? He rode all night. What a great guy. Here's the big deal. He had facial cancer. He's riding a horse at night. He's in all kinds of pain, okay? He's got a scarf on his face to try to protect him. And this, we know this because the real journalists and journals of the day wrote this stuff out there. All right? You couldn't touch his face. Anything that hit his face put him in great pain. But you know what? He rode for 18 hours to cast that vote. We got a bunch of guys. Unless they can't breathe, unless they're like suffering major lung problems, they should be in that chamber protected to vote.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand. And I don't know if there's rules against this. Like, do they have to be in person? Why can't they remotely video conference in and vote?
Yes. And today, but see, today's technology, that's what I would do. I would take, but they have to take a vote in the chamber. This is not law. This is a procedural thing. They need to take a vote in the chamber to allow that to change. That's what they need to do.
Ah, got it.
You know? It's irritating.
This case is what they, in this scenario, that's what they should do.
That's exactly what should be done.
But, you know, they're not going to because they don't want Republicans there to vote.
What? Sorry.
They're not going to do it because they don't want Republicans there to vote.
No.
This
you're
is,
exactly
so
right.
Companies around the world are forcing everyone to work home, or governments are forcing everyone to work from home.
Yeah.
And shouldn't the people in D.C. be sort of following the same
I would think so.
Thing?
I would think that these guys need to figure out a way to do it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe they're afraid that there's a few loons that might find a way to skirt the thing. But, I mean, I'm with you. Put them up on video. There's a million ways to make this happen.
Yeah.
But it needs to be done. It just needs to be done. And I don't know what the big deal is. I'm not too smart, I guess. You know?
Yeah. You know,
hey,
just, you know, the logical, simple things in life are the things that politicians can't deal with.
So I love to, we're on three or four stations in Oregon, and Oregon's a very, very beautiful, very pretty state, but I just don't get it sometimes. And here's one that I really love. The Oregon police departments as a whole, they have been inundated with calls to 911. Guess what for?
What?
They can't find toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
And the stores won't tell them when it's coming in. So they get
mad and they call the police.
This is like the crazy loons that call from McDonald's, right? They don't have my McNuggets.
Yeah.
They didn't give me two sauces for my McNuggets. I mean, we've heard of this. But this
is
like crazy, you know?
Oh my God, so bad.
And
Oregon is becoming the Florida of the West.
God.
It's just so bad. And you know what the problem is because the media and some politicians are freaking everyone out, people are going out and going mental at the grocery store, and they're still doing it. Which kind of defeats the purpose, because if someone does have coronavirus, you're all getting it.
Well, just, I don't know.
Don't
what
congregate.
I don't know
don't go to work.
Oh,
go to a grocery store.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was funny that you have to have a 6 foot, right? You're supposed to stay 6 foot away from each other, right? And does that include, like, your spouse or significant other, or, you know, I'm in a supermarket watching people pass each other in the aisles. I guess it's only in the checkout line that you can actually, you know, contract this thing.
My husband sneezed the other day. I told him to get out.
I told you last week, Tammy sneezed in the cart aisle at the supermarket. They all ran pretty much, you know. Listen, I know this is bad, but I'm going to start going to the supermarket when there's too many people there. I'm going to start coughing.
Right?
Really?
I'll just freak people out.
Oh, they'd be good. I can't believe you didn't cover your mouth and have them run in all different directions. I'll get what I want.
Do you remember the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
I do. I don't remember where, it in detail, but yeah.
There's one part that I really remember where the guy sees the woman who isn't taken over by aliens, whatever, and he points to her and makes that weird noise. Ugh, I gotta find, there's gotta be a clip of it. Some guy sneezed in the parking lot of the grocery store the other day, and that's all I wanted to do was turn around and do that. But there was another story I was gonna tell you, and now I can't remember what it was.
Well, you know,
there's just way too many stories.
Oh, there's so many good ones. And listen, you have to admit now that while this is all going down, we haven't talked in a week, obviously, you truly see the hate of the media towards Trump bubbling to
huge.
The surface, right? It is.
Well,
they're shining,
we all saw it before, but it's way worse now.
Oh, it's shining spotlights on it now, you know, okay? And they wrote him for stopping the flights, travel to China and from here. And they wrote him for that. Now they're writing for not acting too quickly, and you go, or acting quick enough. And they're going, wait a minute, he did do that. He did that back, like, in what, December? I mean, anybody home? Hello? It's just nuts. So, now, Trump in his speech this morning, I don't want to read anything because I my crystal ball's busted, so I can't read into it. But he made some comments about America the U.S. was not built to be shut down. We need to get these places open. We need to get back to work. I'm getting mixed signals from people I know in D.C. whether are we shutting down or aren't we? You know,
you can't just shut down an entire economy, an entire country.
Yep.
You can't. It's going to destroy more lives than the coronavirus will.
Yes, I agree.
Plain and simple.
Totally agree. I am still totally perplexed how this is a massive epidemic. And one, what was it, the virus here in Obama wasn't, I don't know. We'll talk about it inside the break. Joe Messina, your host, we'll be back in a minute.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, great masterpieces, styling.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My bid is up to $52 for a 9-pack of Angel Soft Tri-Ply toilet paper. Kimberly Moran joins me. You should bid on it. I mean, we're going to have a shortage. You might as well get your bid in early.
I'm good. I can just crochet some toilet paper.
God, I told Tammy, I have plenty of old T-shirts that don't fit anymore. We're good.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. I have all kinds of clothes that don't even matter. I'm good.
God bless. They are bidding. They are actively bidding on toilet paper at eBay. And Tammy was telling me that some of these things, right, they are they're like $12 for a 9-pack. Now here, right, in most states, what do they call that? Price gouging. But since you're bidding on it, you're paying that, you're deciding what you want to pay, it's hilarious. Anyhow.
It's kind of sad that people are doing that.
It is, because then you're encouraging others. That's the way I look at it.
Right, and I, you know, one of my, a few of my friends who work in the trucking industry especially said, you know, they keep saying, if you guys would just relax for 1 week, everything will get back on the shelves. But the problem is every time they stock the shelves, people go in and freak out.
Well, we have, apparently I have a decent trucker following for some reason. I love our truckers, obviously. No, I really do. I mean, I actually drove a truck years ago to make some money for the family myself. But these guys...
Then you should let me have a truck driver mouth on the air.
A truck... No! I want to stay on the air. But these guys, you know, they're being, not that they're being stopped, but they're definitely being slowed down because, you know, some of the truck stops are being closed down. You don't have anybody that can work there, so they got to get fuel. They can't get food there, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And then I got one guy sent me a video showing me the lot at one of the distribution centers for food, and he said, look, they're not letting us in. They're not unloading, and they're so restrictive in the way that they're unloading this stuff is that some of this food will go bad before it ever gets to where it's going, right? And I'm saying to myself, this is why you're having some issues, and it's government. It's got to be government ordained.
It's got to be it's state level at that point, I think, though, because didn't Trump say take restrictions off of truckers so that they can drive more hours than previously they were allowed to?
Yep.
So those restrictions are gone, but all these other restrictions, like if a state closes stuff on the highway, that's the state closing it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The
well,
feds aren't in charge
of
that.
No, regular highways are under Fed control. Okay? So you got, I'm not talking about the little highways.
Yeah, the highways, Mike, but... The highway itself might be, but the shops or whatever on the side,
yeah,
the truck stops, those are by
true.
The state. Yeah.
No, you got me on that one. I'll let you have that.
Because I know there's a bunch of New Hampshire liquor stores on highways.
Well,
but the state
right.
Have
those. Do they actually close those down? Because I'd find a hard time believing that one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Heck no. They're smart in that. But you know, somebody made a good point. You could still buy beer and wine at the grocery stores and other places. But one of my friends from Colorado, I was telling you, mayor of Denver tried to shut down liquor stores and pot dispensaries. People went so crazy flocking to the stores before they shut down that he changed his mind and deemed them essential. But, if you're an alcoholic and you're forced to quit drinking, you can die. Like, if you're an alcoholic who chooses to quit drinking, there's a process to go through. But you can actually die if you suddenly stop drinking cold turkey if you're an alcoholic.
Okay. So, I mean, I believe you. I'm just... Okay.
No. You don't. You can look it up. You can. I'm not saying everybody would, but
right. It
can happen. What are they going to kill people because they closed the liquor stores?
God bless.
But no, they didn't. They didn't. At least, like I said, at least you can buy beer and wine here in the grocery stores. But they didn't mandatorily close anything. I mean, schools are shut down. It's suggested people work from home. Restaurants and bars can do takeout only, but no businesses were shut down by the governor.
Telling
everyone to use common sense. Nope, not even so. He's like, you use common sense? Because you got to think about it. All these morons shutting down businesses and saying everybody has to shut down unless you're essential. Well, you know, what if you're a small mom and pop business that is just working out of your home, right? Just you and your husband.
Right.
You have to shut down. You would illegally be working, even if it's just the two of you in your home.
Yeah, that's now in California, this is hilarious. So now in California, you cannot. Are you with me here? You can't have any gatherings in your house.
What?
So, Yeah, no more gatherings. It used to be you could have up to 10 people. Now they say, nope, none, niente, zippo, not going to happen.
Well, yeah. I know people that have 10 and 12 kids.
Well,
are they breaking the law?
You're going to have to throw some out. What can I tell you?
Every night at dinner is a gathering in their house.
You know, I mean, seriously, you think about it. You know, what happens to the grandma's gathering every Sunday? Close family members that come together. I mean, I don't want to kill grandma. Don't get me wrong. But are we serious about this? See what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so
yes.
What are we going to do? So we've been in this, now we're going on week two, technically, right? Where
yes.
People are saying stay home, right?
Right.
So this is week two. What happens after this? Now, this will be week two. At the end of this week, then what? Then what?
I don't know. I'm with you. I have no idea.
Nobody knows. That's one of the problems. You can't have a small business shut down for a month. They can't survive.
Yep. Oh, yeah, especially the small mom and pop stores.
That have a small margin in the first place.
The community stores. People forget about those. You know, and a lot of times, those are the lifeblood of the community. They help a lot of people make it through some of the hard times. And now you're telling them they have to shut down? Are we serious?
Yeah.
Right?
You can't. There's got to be a way to protect the people that need the most protection. I 100% agree with that. Stay home. We will come and bring stuff to you. We will provide medical care to you at your home. Unless you get sick, then we'll bring you to the ICU. But why are they having everybody else shut down everything? That's where I'm just a little bit confused. Okay, maybe I can understand the schools because those are all little germ breeders anyway. But South Korea didn't shut everything down. They did shut down schools, but they didn't shut everything down.
No.
Other places didn't shut everything down. They protected the community, the at-risk community. And we've never done this for anything else. So it's really confusing me. I would think that if this was as bad, why didn't more people already have it over this past couple of weeks?
I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't see this the same way other people see this. You know, when you talk about we were just, and I don't see many people writing about this, but if you look at the coronavirus outbreak in India, right? India.
Yep.
We're talking, what, 1.3 billion people, correct? And they haven't shut anything down to speak of. They haven't quarantined people in their homes. So you have to sit there and say to yourself...
India's got a huge population, too. And centralized.
Listen, they have... They bathe in the same waters, if you would. You know, there's a lot of things that they do that our governments today would like stop. You know, wait a minute. As of yesterday, I want you to hear these numbers, okay? As of yesterday, the health ministry there confirmed 166 confirmed cases in India. Right?
Yeah.
And three have died. 1.3 billion people shut down, nothing.
Wow.
So I'm sitting here going, first of all, when they first heard that this was breaking in China, they shut down all international travel to and from China. That was the first thing that they did. But you didn't hear much about it because it's India. It wasn't run by Trump. If Trump was the president of India, you would have heard all about it, right?
Right.
So,
but they still... But the point is, it's still there.
Yes.
If you're going to talk about multipliers, they have a lot more people than we do.
God, where's the multipliers like wildfire happening? Through a dry, you know, brush, right?
Right. And so this is what has people all confused. So if it really is this bad, is the government not telling us something, right? Are we being made to stay home because it really is potentially going to get that bad? Or are they going by Italy, which they shouldn't do?
No.
Because that was a bad example.
Yes.
Is what has people mind boggled.
You're up against time. Tell
we
them
need
where
to
find
save
you.
The people, but not kill everybody else. GraniteCroft.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter. Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you. If you're one of those liberal states like you are, don't use that tote bag they force you to use. You got to use plastic again because the tote bag carries the coronavirus. We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far.